This is Dr. Jonathan Shaw. I want to thank you for tuning in to Crown Ministries Podcast today. We hope that this message transforms you and encourages you to pursue God's presence in a greater way. Enjoy the message.
Jeremiah the prophet, chapter number 12 and verse number 1 is where we'll begin the lesson. When you have it, say amen. Here begins the reading of God's holy word. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with you of your judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. But thou, O Lord, you know me. You've seen me. You've tried my heart. You tried my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of the field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end. That's what Jeremiah said to God. Here's what God said to Jeremiah. If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou treadest they wearied you, then how can you do with the swelling of Jordan? For even thy brethren and the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. Yea, they have called a multitude after you. Believe them not. Though they speak fair words, don't you believe one word. Verse 5 is our text of emphasis. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou treadest, they have wearied thee, then how would thou do in the swelling of Jordan? If you can't handle footmen, how you gonna run with horses? I want to preach to me this morning, and I want y'all to listen in. The message is entitled, Run with the Horses. Look at somebody, point your finger at them and tell them, run with the horses. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. Father, bless this witness and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be thou acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. God, speak through this word. Give clarity of thought and precision of speech. Prophesy your will, your way, and your word, and cause it to permeate, penetrate, and saturate our very thinking. Cause our psyche to adjust, our minds to be renewed, our perceptions to be clear. As your word goes forth, we bow in holy submission to what you're about to do next. Have thine own way. You are the potter, we are the clay. Mold us, make us, and shape us after thine will. Oh God, preach today, and your people will be edified thereby. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Every heart say amen. You can have your seats. Tell your neighbor, run with the horses. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. Run. Run with the horses. Run. Run. Run, Forrest, run. Run with the horses. One of my dream cars is to own a Bentley. I like Bentleys. They're nice, they're fashionable, they're luxurious, they're extravagant, they're extra. And I know some of you may not be into cars and you think that's a little bit elaborate and extra. That's fine. Whatever your thing is, that's your thing. I like a Bentley. I like the way they're shaped. I like the way they drive and they ride. They're smooth ride. Feels like you're riding on a cloud. When I get a Bentley, I don't want to drive it. I want to be driven in it. I will be a backseat rider with a Bentley. There will be a chauffeur somewhere up front. It's a Bentley. It's a Bentley. They start at approximately $200,000. That's the baseline of the cost of a Bentley. That's how much they begin at. And if you put all the perks and all of the amenities inside of it, certainly a Bentley can run you $300,000+ for a car. I know some of you say that's elaborate and that's extra and that's too much. Whatever. That's what I like. You don't have to like it. I like it. And I like a Bentley. But I don't have one yet. I don't have one yet. I believe I'm going to get one. I just don't have it yet, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. I've had some nice cars. I've had some luxury cars. One of my dream cars I've already possessed was a Mercedes, an S550. Big boy. I love that car. I still got it. It don't work, but I got it. It's in the shop right now as we speak, but I got it. It's in tip-top condition still. It's a 2007, but it still looks like a 2021. I took it to the dealer, and he says, how old is this car? I said, this car is 14, 15 years old. He said, doesn't look it. I said, because I take care of my stuff. I keep it clean. You don't have french fries in the back of it. And yeah, come on, somebody. You don't have clothes in the trunk of it. Look at y'all, huh? Look at y'all. I see you. I get it washed every chance I get. I get it cleaned. I get it taken care of. I take care of my cars. When I first got the Mercedes, Elder Blondette, the car note for the Mercedes-Benz was $1,200 a month. That was the car note, $1,200 a month. I had full coverage insurance on it, and the full coverage insurance was an additional $300 for full coverage insurance. And so I was paying a month, $1,500 a month just for my car. That's some people's rent. That's some people's mortgage. I understand that, and I get it. Don't y'all look at me with that tone of voice. It's what I like, and it was what I was willing to work for and pay for. To God be the glory, the Mercedes is paid off. There's no notes owed on it. It's paid off, paid in full, praise the Lord. Glory to God. And so I worked and paid it off, and God blessed me with it. And looking at the car, one of the reasons why I took care of it was because I was paying $1,500 a month. Whenever you pay something like that, you'll take care of it. Y'all know how you feel when you pay your rent. After you pay it, you like, clean up this house and fix up this stuff. You just get mad when things are messed up because you're paying a lot of money for it. And I looked at that $1,500 a month and I said, wow, this is pricey. This is quite a bit. I've never paid this much in a car note. Pastor and I, we've had plenty of cars, but we've never paid this much in a car note. But I was willing to do it. As strenuous and as difficult as it was at times, I was willing to do it because though a Mercedes was a nice car, it wasn't my dream car. And I said to myself, how can I be challenged to pay $1,500 a month for a Mercedes when my dream car may cost me $3,000 a month? If you can't handle 15, how are you going to handle the 3,000? I'm on my way somewhere. And I've discovered that sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, God will train you with one thing to prepare you for something else. God will use something over here to train and develop you for something over there. Sometimes, Pastor Stephen Allen, we enroll into the school of hard knocks with a yes, Lord. Did you know that your yes, Lord, was your enrollment into God's school of hard knocks? The moment you told the Lord yes, you gave him release, permission, and carte blanche to train you and develop you for the purpose he put you on this earth. And I want you to know that you are not here, nor are you designed to simply pay bills, to simply wipe kids' noses. You are not here just to merely exist. There is a purpose on your existence, and there's a reason why you're still here. I need somebody to lay hands on yourself right quick and say, there's a reason for my existence. I've been chosen for such a time as this. Hallelujah. And God has ordained me for right here and for right now. If he wanted me in 2020, I would have been 2020 doing something else. If he wanted me in 1970, I've been there doing something else. But he wanted me right here, right now, in the middle of what I'm doing. And I've got to accept the level of training and development that I'm enduring because I have been chosen. It's the cost of being chosen. It's the price on your selection. It is what you must endure because God found you qualified and acceptable to change a generation, to impact a nation. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, because you don't have a measly small assignment and calling on you, you don't have the privilege of just messing around with small stuff. You've sometimes got to wrestle with large things. Crazy stuff happens to anointed people. Out of the blue, something pops off for people that have a divine call. The unexpected comes like a magnet to those who have been assigned by God, and the devil knows it. Hell is aware of it. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I got to be honest with you, Sister Isha, that I was going to preach my continue message again today that I've been preaching for the last 2 weeks. But my testimony, Jason, of continue is being tried. As some of you are with me, your testimony of continuing is being tested right now. Because the enemy realized that you have determined to keep going. He purposely puts oppositions in front of you to see, did you really mean that? Or was that a Sunday morning hype? He wants to see, will you really do that? Or were you just excited off the message from last week's Sunday? But look at somebody and tell them, I have determined to keep going. I've got to continue in my spirit. I got to continue in my soul. And continuing is only continuing when you're faced with interruptions. Who am I preaching to? Let me preach to me. Continuing is only continuing when you are faced with interruptions and disruptions and things that's trying to oppose your enduring strength to just keep going. Look at somebody and put your hands out and say, all I'm trying to do is continue. All I'm trying to do is keep going. But that is being tested in this hour. Preach, Jonathan Shaw. And so, brothers and sisters, I got to realize that keeping going is trying to get me somewhere. God is trying to get you somewhere. There's a place in him that he's trying to get you to arrive. Come here, Jeremiah. Preach me for a moment. I know the thoughts that I have towards you, saith the Lord. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expectation. expected in, which means there is an expectation of God to get me to a particular place. But the struggle that I'm having is to arrive to what he's expecting. The struggle and the war that I'm dealing with is to arrive at the place that God's trying to get me to. You would think that if it's God's will, it would be easy. Can I send a memo to y'all from heaven? You would think that if God's hands on it, it would be a walk in the park. You would think that if God is with you, that this should be sweatless. But I discovered something, church, that even when God is with you, does not mean that the road is going to be easy. I want to flip that testimony on its head and tell you that when God is with you, you'll fight that much more and go through that much more hell, because the Lord is with you. Look at your neighbor and preach to them and say, hey neighbor, the reason why you're dealing with him is because the Lord is with you, and he's trying to get you to a place. Where's he trying to get us, Sister Deidre? He's trying to get us to greater. Somebody shout greater. God's trying to get us to greater. Now, Apostle Paul says, whatever state there I'm in, therewith I've learned to be content. And so he wants you to be content when you are, but he doesn't want you to settle with where you are. He wants you to be all right with where you are, but don't settle for where you are. His desire for us to strive, Leticia, for greater, because that's what he said. The works that I do, you'll see them, but greater works than these shall you do. So he's trying to get you to I need y'all to help me preach, because I'm preaching to myself. So you preach to your neighbor and tell your neighbor he's trying to get you to greater. Come on, shake the hand like you're going to shake it off and preach good and say he's trying to get you to greater. A greater purpose. A greater assignment. A greater destiny. Come on here. He's trying to get you to greater. He's trying to get you to see yourself greater. You see yourself too small. He's trying to get you to see yourself greater. So God says, the only way that I could get her to see herself greater than what she presently see herself is I've got to give her a great enemy. I've got to give them great oppositions, because oppositions manages to testify of our greatness. Come on here. Rocky Balboa can't be Rocky until he has Rocky 6 and 7 and 8, until he beats B.A. Baracus, until he whoops the Russian, y'all ain't saying nothing, until he beats Apollo Creed. Your greatness is not dependent upon anything else but your past victories. Who am I preaching to this Sunday? And I want to tell you this, that God says, I'm revealing your greatness by putting a great enemy in front of you and putting great struggles before you. No one knew that David was great when he whooped the bear. No one knew of his greatness when he defeated the lion. They only started singing David's praises when he whooped a Goliath. I'm trying to tell somebody in here, you got a Goliath in your life. It's because God's trying to reveal how great you are. He said, I'm trying to get you to greater, but you're complaining about the lion. The bear has wearied you. Bishop Jakes, y'all sit down 5 minutes and I promise you won't get back up. Bishop Jakes shared with me one day this nugget, this golden nugget. Bishop Jakes said to me, he said, son, your anointing will be based upon your tolerance level for pain. I said, huh? He said it to me again. He said, your anointing will be based upon your tolerance level for pain. I said, what do you mean, Bishop? He says, how much can you take? He said, how much can you handle? Because God will anoint you to the place where you throw your hands up and say no more. He said he cannot give you an anointing greater than the place you gave up. Lord, help us. And I said, Lord, help me. Because I started taking introspection of my life. And I started examining how much pain can I actually take, Lord. And based upon the tolerance level of my pain will determine the levels of my anointing. And Bishop Jake says he began to expound upon it. He said, see, you're praying for things for your church, and I want you to continue to do it. I was talking to him about some things, and he said, I want you to continue to pray about your church. He said, but see, here at the Potter's house, he said, I wouldn't give this to my worst enemy. I said, what do you mean? He said, because the pressure that it takes to lead something like this is so magnanimous that not even my worst enemy would I give it to him. He said, see, what you don't understand is that I'm sued at least 100 times a year for things that I say and things that I speak. So I have to have lawyers and attorneys constantly on retainers to handle the lawsuits of just the gospel message that I preached. He said, what you don't understand is that they write about me in the New York Times. They talk about me in magazines and papers. He said, people talk about my family, my children, my wife, and my grandkids, and they don't even know us. They would blast us out on social media and talk about us like we're literally junkyard dogs. He said, I've been called the devil, the antichrist. He said, I've been called everything except what I submitted to as a man of God. He said, this is what I handle on this level. He said, some preachers are praying for this level, but they have no idea what they're asking for. Because if you can't handle what you're fighting on your level, do not expect to handle what I'm dealing with on this level. I'm here to tell somebody, God is trying to get us to a greater place, but we have been found wearied with the present place that we're in. And I want to ask y'all a question today. How much pain can you really handle? Look at your neighbor and say, hey neighbor, how much pain can you really take? And Jeremiah the prophet here, I'm closing, he's the prophet of God. He's somewhat sensitive. They call him the weeping prophet. He's sensitive because during the reformation of Jerusalem and Jerusalem being rebuilt and reborn, and they was restoring the altar and the temple, the Bible says that Jeremiah was the counterpart to other prophets, and he would prophesy that Israel ought to go back to pure worship, holy worship, consecrated worship. He was constantly rebuking Israel and Jerusalem and Judah for all that they did, because they was worshiping but it wasn't pure. They was worshiping and they was in the middle of reformation, but they tried to do it surface. He wanted them to go deeper. Jeremiah was a deep prophet. He called for the deeper things. He said, forget this surface worship y'all doing. Forget this surface stuff. Y'all say hallelujah because the crowd said it. You said amen because your neighbor said it. He said, you got to go deeper in worship. You got to go deeper into the presence of God. What's the sense of restoring the temple? And we're not going to really discover the deep things of God. That was Jeremiah's issue. That was his problem. And so he was in prayer, Tarek. And while he was in prayer, and he always sent these prophecies and judgments to Israel, he was in prayer right here in chapter number 12. And he told God, you are the righteous judge. And you always judge righteously. But as a prophet, I got problems with you. He said, I got issue with you. I know some of y'all scared to tell God that. He said, God, I got problems with you because I don't understand how you're allowing the wicked to prosper. He said, I'm not understanding how folks who ain't living a hill of beans are still prospering and seem like they're getting blessed. I'm trying here to live holy and righteous. I'm trying here to do my very best with what I got. And you let these drug dealers and dope slingers, you let these folks that don't even acknowledge you. Oh God, only time they talk about you is when they get an award on the stage. Talking about giving honor to God. How is it you let the wicked prosper, but I'm here holy, going to church every Sunday, giving my tithe and my offering, reading my Bible, waking up 6 a.m. in prayer, doing consecrations and fasting. Where are your judgments? What's going on with this? This ain't no Joe Schmo. This is a prophet, y'all. Oh, God. This ain't just no fly-by-night guy. This is a prophet of the Lord. He's got issues with God. He said, God, how can you allow this? How can you permit this? He said, not only, God, are they prospering. He said, but God, even the ground is testifying that they're wicked. He said, the fruit won't even grow. The ground won't yield increase. Even the birds are tired. The beasts of the field are exhausted because you allow the wicked to prosper. Why don't you send your word and stop them? Why don't you send your word and block them? Why don't you send your word and shut all this down? God, he said, and you know me. You know my heart. You know how I feel. You know, you've tried the reins of my heart. You've tried me. You know how I am. Somebody throw your hands up and say, God, you know me. You know my heart. And it seems like, oh God, I'm the one getting slaughtered. God, it seems like, it just seems this way. They're getting away with murder, and I'm being slaughtered. I'm living holy, but I'm the one being crucified. God, what's up with this? How can you let that? Y'all ain't never prayed this before. I told you I'm preaching to me. How long shall the land mourn? How long shall the herbs of the field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed. The birds are consumed. Nothing is left. Nothing is surviving. Nothing is here because you let this happen. You let it happen. You let this go down. And your judgments are questionable. And the Lord responds to Jeremiah. Oh, I'm about to shout right there. I said, the Lord responded to Jeremiah. I said, the Lord responded to Jeremiah. You know why I'm appraising right there, Justin? Because even when I kick my temper tantrum, he doesn't ignore me. Even when I have a fit, he doesn't keep silent. He's still, aren't you glad that even when you're mad at God, God will still talk to you? Oh, I ain't got no help up in here. Aren't you excited of the fact that even when you had a hissy fit, the Lord didn't ignore you, but he kept talking to you. He kept ministering. I need a praiser right here that will praise God because he kept talking to me. I'm mad at you, but you're talking to me. I'm upset at what you decided, but you're still talking to me. Thank you for keep talking to me. Oh God. And the reason why he talked to him was because he needed to calm him down. He said this to Jeremiah, verse number 5, the verse of grace. He says, if you have run with footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? Ooh, was that shade or what? I mean, did God shut all that down? I mean, God gathered the prophet real quick. Oh, Lord. What he was saying to him, Ashley, in parable was this. Jeremiah, you're complaining about what you're going through. But do you know that I have greater than this for you in your future? If you can't handle this bill on this level, then stop asking me for what you're praying for. Oh God, you asked me to restore Jerusalem. You asked me to rebuild the walls of Judah. It's going to take more than what you're going through right now to handle the restoration of your community. Look at your neighbor and preach to him one more time and say, neighbor, based upon your prayer request, if you want God to answer it, what you're dealing with now is nothing in comparison to what you gotta handle in your future. You got the wrong neighbor. Find somebody else and say, neighbor, based upon where God is about to take you and what he's about to do for you, what you're fighting right now is light stuff, is little stuff. And if this is wearying you, you don't want the greater. God, help me through here. I looked at my son one day. His mother was disciplining him, and his mother was getting on him about something. And he turned around and looked at me as with the eyes to say, Daddy, make her stop. But I responded to him in his face, if her whooping gets you, son, you don't want mine, because I'm going to go a little bit harder. I'm a little bit stronger than her. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, if this stuff is bothering you, then you can't handle your greater. But I'm here to tell somebody, greater is on its way. But you've got to learn to be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. I wish I could preach to myself. Find somebody and preach to him real good and say, neighbor, if this level bothers you, get ready, because it's about to get worse. What you gonna do if they write about you in the newspaper and you're worried about some hood rat gossip? That ain't nothing. You're worried about paying these little bills. But what you gonna do when your livelihood, come on here, is much greater than where you are right now? What you gonna do when your annual salary is your weekly tithe? How you gonna behave when the size of your apartment is the size of your basement? What you gonna do when you gotta pay money on a metro card, but you gotta fill your Mercedes up with the tank full, and that's about $70? What you gonna do to handle your greater? I gotta close, y'all, but do me a favor and preach to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God's got greater in store for you. So hang on in there, because it's about to be all right. I'm closing, y'all. But before I close, I want to give you some scriptures. Is that all right with you? And I got excited when I started reading the scriptures, because the words preached to me, the word enlightened me. And James 1 and 2, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all joy when you're going through hell on this level. Count it all joy. Have I got a witness here? The Bible says in Romans 5 and 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation, it's going to work some patience. Come on, Romans 8 and 18. It says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time. I'm not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. They didn't hear me. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time, they are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. Can I say it again? For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Do me a favor, point your finger at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it can't be compared. What's about to happen? Point your neighbor and say, I prophesy that what's coming is better than what's been. But you gotta learn to fight, to war on this level, because greater is on its way. You gotta war on this side, because greater is on the other side of your trial. What do you mean, Shaw? Greater is coming. Shout yes, shout yes, shout yes. In other words, God told Jeremiah, if this wearies you, how can you run with the horses? And I want to tell somebody, as of today, I made a determination. I made a decision. I'm going to run with the horses. Grab somebody. Shake them up good. Y'all ain't grabbing. Shake them and rock them. Rock them and shake them. And say, neighbor, neighbor, it's time to run with the horses. It's time to gally up. It's time, come on, Tonto. It's time to run a little bit harder, a little bit faster. It's time to continue with my horses. Run, horses, I'm keeping up, because the Lord is about to increase me day by day. But I got another word, and I need 17 people who would shout at me. 2 Corinthians 4:17, it says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. They didn't hear me. Let me rewind it. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light afflictions, which is for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. They missed it online. Let's rewind it. For our light affliction, which is for a moment working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, get ready. You're moving from a lightweight to a heavyweight. You're moving up. I ain't got no help in here. Find somebody, wrap your arms around them. Say, neighbor, God is promoting you from a lightweight to a heavyweight. Get ready. You're about to run with the horses. Get ready. You're about to gally up with the best of them. Get ready. Come on, Tonto. Get ready. It's time to run. It's time to go. It's time to do it. Because weeping may endure for a night, but I got to get out of here. Find somebody and say, neighbor, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes with the horses. Joy comes if you continue, if you keep going, if you keep praising, if you keep worshiping. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, run with the horse. I ain't got no help here, but I'm gonna help myself. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. I gotta run my race with patience and endurance. You know why? And maybe I find 20 screamers. Because the Bible says that the race is. Y'all don't hear me. I said the race is given to the swift, not to the strong, but to the one that endure. But to the one that runs with the horses, to the one that gallops, to the one that keeps going, to the one that don't throw in the towel, to the one, somebody shall run with the horse, run with the horse. I'm trying to tell y'all something. You gotta get ready. Don't be weary. Don't get tired. Don't stop now. Because if you can't handle it on this level, you'll never be able to handle the next level. If you can't handle your pastor's rebuke, you'll never handle God's rebuke. If you can't handle on this side, you can't handle the greater side. But if you want greater, open your mouth and shout right now. I feel like running. I feel like running. I feel like running. The old folks used to tell me, he'll put a running in your feet. He'll put a clapping in your hands. He'll make you cry when nobody bothering you. High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, I feel a run. We going, I gotta catch a plane. Get out of your seat, find somebody. They look like they're ready to run with horses. Look them in their face with their mask on and say, neighbor, I feel like running. If the foot soldiers getting on your nerves, if the low people are bothering you, what you gonna do when millionaires come looking for you? What you gonna do when corporations are calling your name? Find somebody, point your finger, and say, neighbor, I feel like running. Y'all ain't here with me. I need some help up in here. Ooh, God, one more time. Come here, Alan. Grab somebody and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, I don't care what I'm going through. I feel like running. My children going crazy. My bills not paid. The devil's on my track. Body wrapped in pain. It makes no difference what I'm going through. Ah, na 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 na. I still gotta run on. I still gotta run on. See what the end gonna be. You know why? Because one of these mornings, and it won't be long, you're gonna look for me and I'll be gone. Going up to glory where I sing and shout. Be nobody there to put me out. And many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he shall deliver out of it all. Say yeah. Say yeah. Move over, devil. I'm coming through. Move over, Satan. I'm coming through. Get out of my way. I'm on my way. I'm coming through. Cause I'm running with the... It's almost, Sister Carol, insulting that he called what I'm going through a light affliction. How dare you say that this is light? You have no idea what I deal with on a daily basis to then call this a light affliction. I had to catch the revelation and don't let insult prevail over revelation. Because the fullness of the text is not to insult us for our present dilemmas, but the text is a comparison. This is light in comparison. He's saying it's not light now. It's light in comparison to the glory that shall be revealed. So if you let the footmen weary you, you'll never be able to handle the glory that shall be with you. I'm not trying to insult nobody. And I'm not trying to make light of your predicament or your situation. But what I am suggesting to you is the same thing in the text. If this is wearying you, then you can't handle the horses. If this 9-to-5 is messing with you, you can't own your own company. If dating bothers you, you can't handle marriage. Look how they're looking, God. If your pastor getting on you and correcting you makes you leave church, you never heard God talk to you. If this wearies you, you're canceling the greater that's been assigned to you. If you can't handle this, I gotta go. I'm at time. I tell you often, me and my wife met, she was already with child. He was 10 years old. And I always said that I never wanted a wife with a child. That's what I said. But she threw it on me, y'all. Not that. She actually. Them looks, them eyes, the shape, all that threw it on me. I forgot about the kid and everything. What kid? Where he at? I don't even know. Don't even matter. Watch this. We married, and so now I'm raising him with her. And the Lord spoke to me one day when he was acting nuts and crazy. He said, I'm training you to pastor. I'm training you to raise what's not yours, but belongs to you. So the purpose of my oldest son was to train me to pastor you. Because you're God's kids, but I'm responsible. So here now, you have to look in your life and see what is it that God is using to train you for what you're called to do. And if you are complaining about training, you can never handle the job. The foot soldiers are the training ground. It's teaching you to gallop with horses. The real assignment is to run the race with horses. Because the devil, Teddy, ain't slowing down for nobody. The enemy ain't lighting up for you. He's not going to take it easy on you. That's why you got to stop raising these soft kids. Because the world will not take it easy on them. They will not give them what they want because they want it. So stop training them to be entitled. Teach them to run with horses. Crown, we got to run with horses. If 10405 Glenwood Road is wearying us, how is it that we can handle a megaplex? God told me, if 70 people in a room is messing with you, son, how can you handle 700 or 7,000? If the seven churches, now it's 10 in the United Network of Churches, if you can't handle that, what happens when I send you 100 churches? If this wearies you, you'll never be able to contend with horses. Your level of anointing will be based upon your tolerance level for pain. This light affliction. I want you for the next moment. We gotta go. Close your eyes and lift your hands. Online, Facebook, YouTube. Lift your hands and receive an anointing for endurance. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's my challenge to endure. I got to stop being dramatic over everything that happens. I got to endure and just keep going and just keep going. I got to cast down my imagination and letting my thoughts go off on a tangent and pull and bring captive in my thoughts to the submission and the obedience of Christ Jesus. And I've got to just continue. They didn't give me the job. Continue. I didn't get the building. Continue. They won't befriend me. Continue. Continue. Because I'm in training. Come on, I want you to put your hands lifted. I want you to say, Lord, I've received the anointing of training. I've received the anointing. I realize you're training me. You're training me for greater. You're training me for greater. Come on, receive this. Greater. 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 Bigger and faster. More and more. It's on its way. He wants to give it to me, but he got to trust me. Joseph, he got to trust you with the pit. What you going to do in the prison that makes you worthy of the palace? Jonah, can you say yes in the belly of a fish? David, come on, when they don't see you with the lion and the bear. You can't handle Goliath till you first defeat them. Abram, I can't make you a father of nations until you're willing to sacrifice your son. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to contend with? Can you pass training? Can you pass and graduate training? I need you right now with your hands lifted. If you're willing to, just give him a yes, Lord. Just give him a yes, Lord. Come on, give him a yes, Lord. 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 Give him a yes. He wants a yes. Give him a yes, Lord. Come on, give him a yes, Lord. Give him a yes, Lord. Give him a yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will not be weary in well-doing. I will not be weary in well-doing. I will not be weary in well-doing. I'm not saying it don't hurt. I just won't let it weary me. I'm not saying that it's light. I'm just saying that it's not going to weary me. It's not going to let me give up. It's not going to wear me down. Hallelujah. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt. I'm just saying it won't weary me. Come on, can somebody make this confession? It won't weary me. It won't weary me. It won't weary me and it won't worry me. Hallelujah. It won't weary me and it won't worry me. I rebuke worry. I rebuke stress. I rebuke anxiety. No, no, no. The Bible says be anxious for nothing. Train my feet to run with horses. Train my feet to stomp with the big dogs. If I can't handle imps, I'll never be able to control demons. Train my feet. Train my hands to war. Train my voice. Train my mind. Train me, Lord. Train me for greater. And in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree, you are ready to run with horses. When you're trained by footmen, you are ready to run with horses. God told Jeremiah, what you going to do when the Jordan swells? What you going to do when the banks of the river is overflowing? God says, if this is wearying you, can you handle the swelling of a blessing? Can you stand to be blessed? You think your calendar's busy now. What you gonna do when he puts your name in the wind? What you gonna do when he puts you out there where he wants you? Right now, Moses, you're on the backside of the mountain. If you can't listen to a burning bush, you'll never be able to speak to a Pharaoh. I'm training you. I'm training you. I'm training you. You gotta continue. Help me, Lord, to continue. Father, I thank you for the grace and the favor of enduring strength that's on your people, online and in this audience. I thank you now that they're moving into new dimensions and new places. In Jesus' name. For the next 60 seconds, give them a high volume praise and worship. Come on, come on. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Lift, raise the praise. Raise the worship. Let them hear. Let heaven hear you. Let heaven hear you. That's it. There you go. Let heaven hear you. Let heaven hear you. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. It's time to run. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. It's time to run. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. Run with the horses. It's time to run. Hey, 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 hey. Pastor Allen, run with the horses. Run with the horses, man of God. Run with the horses. Lady Allen, run with the horses. Oh, Shataba, Oba Katatria, Yelabaho, Yelabasoto, Yelabasata. Tarek, run with the horses. Run with the horses, Tarek. Run. 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 Tariq, run with the horses, son. Run with the horses. Metatato Samaya. Rabashata Kalabase. Yatalabasato. Rabakanadiatso. Rabba Shataba. Yatabo. Yatabandie. Hey, run. 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 Run with horses. Run with horses. Run with horses. Run stronger. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Run with horses. Run with horses. Run with horses. Run. Run. Online, run. Run with horses. Hey. Justin, run with the horses. Run with the horses, son. You are designed to run with horses. And this light affliction. And this light affliction can't even be compared. Can't even be compared. It can't even be compared. It can't even be compared. Rory, run with horses. Run with horses. Run with horses. Can't get tired now. I can't get tired now. I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. Oh, how, oh, how, oh, how. Oh. Somebody right now, anoint your feet, anoint your legs, anoint your knees. I'm designed to run with horses. I'm anointed to run with horses. Rabba Husha, Rabba Koto Soto, Rabba Daba Soto Konabaha. You will not weary me. You will not weary me. There's a running in my feet. There's a going in my heart. A charge to keep I have, and a God to glorify. Run with horses. There may be somebody on this line, you're not saved. Online or here in the audience, you're not saved. You don't know him. You've got to confess him as Lord and Savior. You have to. There's no way around it. If you want to keep running, you want the strength of horses. The Bible says be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You got to be strong in him. How do you do that? Confess him as Savior and Lord. I want you to do that right now. If that's you, raise your hand. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. If you're online, you want to be saved. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, change me, and save me. Repeat after me. Say, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, and I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Clap your hands. Somebody just gave their life to the Lord. Whether you're watching this live or the replay, you just gave your life to the Lord, and the Lord accepts you and receives you as son, as daughter. I want you to do something and take it a step further. I want you to text the word saved, S-A-V-E-D, to the number 40691. Even if you're in this room, I want you to do that. Text the word saved to the number 40691, and you can give the Lord your life, and we want to walk you through this journey of salvation together. My God, thank God again for saving your soul. One more time, let's celebrate that. Hallelujah. Somebody just got saved today. Listen, don't get weary now. There's a greater journey ahead of you. Tell somebody beside you, there's a greater journey ahead of you. You can't get tired now. Listen, nobody told me that the road would be easy. But guess what? Because he's with me, I can keep going. And I can go all the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, say, I don't believe he brought. I don't believe. I don't. Come on. Somebody say, I don't. Oh, oh. Oh, I don't. No, I don't. I don't.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you did, I would love for you to do two things. One, subscribe to our show so you can receive notification of our most recent messages. Also, if this message has impacted you, you can click the link in the description and you can give now. We'll connect with you next time on Crown Ministries Podcast.